This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Cultivated Meat Hits, Aussie Parliament Plates, and It Could Change the World. They came, they saw, they chewed. And just like that, Australia's cultivated meat sector went from science fiction to rooftop function. Magic Valley hosted the country's first ever official tasting of cultivated meat at New South Wales Parliament, dishing up lab-grown lamb meatballs and pork dumplings to a crowd not known for their risk-taking palates, politicians. Yes, the future of food was served, steaming hot, bioengineered and cell-cultured on Parliament's rooftop garden like it was just another catered lunch. But this was no sausage roll. This was cultivated meat featuring real animal cells grown without the animal. And for the first time, elected officials weren't just legislating about it. They were eating it. Among the diners, NSD's Woolies Treasurer Daniel Mookhey, Innovation Minister Analak Chantivong, and a cross-party gathering of MPs, advisers and curious bureaucrats. Hosting the event was Emma Hurst MLC of the Animal Justice Party, who didn't mince words. "I have no doubt that cultivated meat will change the world," she declared. "Nes Dalies has the chance to lead, not follow, the global shift to cellular agriculture. And Magic Valley isn't showing up with just hype and hors d'oeuvres. They were the first company globally to produce animal component-free cultivated lamb using induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs. Since then, they've added pork and beef prototypes to their lineup, all while refining their process inside a Melbourne-based pilot facility. They're not just chasing novelty, they're hitting record cell densities in bioreactors, scaling tech that's starting to look more like infrastructure than innovation. This Parliament tasting wasn't a one-off stunt. It's part of a wider momentum shift. Magic Valley recently secured a $100,000 grant under the Federal Industry Growth Programme, and they're eligible for up to $5 million in matched funding to build Australia's first commercial manufacturing facility. The site is state agnostic, which means any region in Australia with the foresight to back cultivated protein could win a homegrown biotech plant. And that changes everything, because suddenly this isn't a fringe idea, it's lunch, it's jobs, it's export potential, it's tech sector dominance, and it's absolutely something government wants a piece of. This is how food systems evolve, quietly, deliciously, direct to decision makers. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.